This podcast is a presentation of UCTV.tv, University of California Television. Like what you learn? Help others discover UCTV podcasts by leaving a comment or rating in iTunes.
Welcome to Up and Coming Wired. I'm your host, Keita Funakawa. Got a bit of a cold, but I'm excited to show you today the latest work by UCSD's emerging filmmakers. Our goal is to provide a university-accessible forum to showcase video film work and receive feedback from the campus and global community. There will be an Audience Choice Award given to the film with the most votes, so remember to vote at the link below after the broadcast. Our first film, The Encounter, shows how a little notebook can have disturbing consequences.
Classroom.
That isn't mine.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No.
It's not?
Stephanie, that isn't my book. That's yours.
But I saw you leave it back there.
A survey of evisceration, dark rituals, sanguine sacrifice. No matter where you are, I can always see you. I am always watching.
Wow, that last shot made me jump. Our next film, Alcaham, documents a controversial art exhibit by a UCSD student.
My name is Farah Jad, and this is the Al-Hakam exhibition. It's just something I've been working on for a while to showcase my artwork. Some of the work that I have in the gallery could definitely get me in trouble. So I'm taking it one step at a time. So I felt like expressing my mind and my artwork in UCSD first would really help with my motives in the beginning. There's the main project that this whole gallery is based on, which is called Al-Hakam, which means the judge in Arabic. Yeah, while I grew up in Saudi Arabia, I always felt like the other in the society because my beliefs were different, my culture was different. I was a Palestinian living in Saudi Arabia. I was a Palestinian that could never go home. So I always felt like an other and I was judged for it. And coming to the US, the people who judged me, if they lived here with their beliefs, they're considered the other. So it was just interesting to me how subjective a sin could be. The video was actually the first project I worked on. This was a couple of years ago. It was my first art project ever in my life, I think. And I think that that project is also really special to me because growing up where I grew up, women were degraded. Women couldn't drive. They have no rights. They need permission from their guardian to leave the country. I couldn't speak my mind there. I couldn't explore my mind. The show is very shocking, I think, and it could be offensive to a lot of people and their beliefs, but that's what art means to me. Art for me is a protest, and it's my way of expressing my mind. So if I offended someone with my artwork, I think I'm glad.
It's always intriguing what the latest artists have to say about cultural controversies. Unfortunately, our next two films had to be cut down due to broadcast restrictions, but they will still be able to be viewed in its entirety online right after this broadcast. Up next are Where the Lotus Grows and Disorientation.
Fate is nothing but a dying wish of a world that is beyond control. Like a single lotus flower, the future blossoms. Upon its petal, two people shall be free. Ah!
Taking a photo of?
Huh?
Are you a journalist or something?
Oh, no. I'm actually just location scouting for a video I have to make for a film class.
Oh, films. I love movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my favorites are the classics and, like, psycho horror films.
Very cool. I just watched some Hitchcock.
Really? We should watch a movie together sometime.
That sounds good. Cool. I will see you later then.
Wait, don't you need my number?
Oh, right. Number. Here's my... I got it. I'll do it. Okay, there it is.
Thanks.
Again, please check the link below to view these films in their entirety. Also, don't forget to vote for your favorite film. Up next, On the Inside explores an in-depth struggle of a student. Check it out.
What does acceptance mean to you?
Acceptance. It's the one thing that everyone desires, whether or not they know it. That love, care, respect. It doesn't just make someone's day, it can change someone's life. Whether or not you're with a group of friends or alone, you're happy. Those butterflies in your stomach, gone. You feel like everything you've done to become the person you are has paid off. Your true self begins to surface and thrive. You haven't let anyone down. Acceptance makes everything fall perfectly into place. I wouldn't trade it for anything else in the world. But for every yin, there's a yang. Rejection. No one wants that. I'd go from an extraordinary high to a depressing low in just an instant. Every corner has disappointment waiting for me because I don't fit in. I feel disconnected from everyone. All I want is respect for who I truly am, but no. I really don't know what I did wrong. I've tried and tried my whole life to be the best version of myself. And what do I get? Nothing. False apologies and condescending looks surround me every day, and it does more than hurt. It kills. How can I be successful at anything if I'm not even accepted? Who am I supposed to go to when I need help? I feel like there's someone different inside of me. Someone different than who you can see on the outside. But people say I can't be who I really am. And sometimes I think they're right.
Very touching. On a lighter note, do you like comic books? If you do, you'll love the next submission.
Society expects me to drink coffee out of a cup like this. Well, unfortunately for them, I do things just a little bit differently here.
Now I know what you're thinking. How does she talk so awesomely? Well, here's my secret. Comics. I learned everything from comics. I got DC, Marvel, manga, reprinted from Japan. Oh, I got it all, dude. I got it all. Video games. Of course I play video games. How else am I going to de-stress at a house like this? I kick so much butt in video games. I'll be walking around and whoop-ah! Just like that. Kicking butt. Brizzy style. That's how we do it. And a wardrobe. What kind of wardrobe I have? Come on, I got the coolest tees out there. How else am I going to show everyone that I'm the coolest nerd out there? Look at this. All the classic tees, all the new stuff. I got it. Oh, that's my favorite one right there. That's also my favorite. I like that one a lot. But I got to say, Capcom tee is pretty awesome. Wolverine's pretty great. But let's not talk about this cosplay. I don't want to talk about that one. But sports. Of course I watch sports. If you consider a lightsaber duel to be considered a sport. But here is my happy place. This is untouchable. No one can take this stuff away from me. This is all mine, and you know what? This is where I feel 100% me. It's the most peaceful area I could ever be in, whether I'm happy or sad or mad or glad. This is where I can be. This is
my kingdom. Here, I make the rules. I am the most happiest here because I know what's best. Here, I am the most happiest. Here.
You're set? What are you doing?
Anyways, you freak. Come on, we have to go pick up Grandma.
What? I was...
Couldn't stop myself from laughing. Our next film caught our eye from its stunning cinematography to its unique style. Check it out.
Hey, how's it going?
Just doing some work. Getting kind of tired.
Want me to get you some coffee?
Sure.
Here you go. What are you working on?
I'm just planning my art project.
So you're a visual arts major?
Yeah, I'm graduating this year.
Why are you wasting tens of thousands of dollars on a visual arts degree? Isn't arts and crafts something we do in elementary school? Aren't you good at anything else?
Yeah. I'm good at rejecting guys like you.
Hey, are you using the squat rack?
Yeah. You can work in with me if you want. I'm doing 135 pounds. Is that okay?
That's fine. I can do that easily.
I'm sorry. I think you should do less heavier weight.
No, it's fine. I'm just warming up. Let me do it again.
You really need to do less weight.
I'm actually not that weak. I can bench that weight. Now let's see you do that.
You're such a show-off.
Nice weather today, isn't it?
Well, of course. It's San Diego. It's always nice.
What are you doing out here by yourself?
Just got out of class. I need fresh air after being cooped up in the lecture halls.
Want to go for a walk along the beach?
Sure. The water feels so nice.
It does feel nice.
I'm getting a little hungry.
I'm hungry too. Do you want to get some food?
I know somewhere close by that has the best fish tacos. Want to go?
Of course.
How are the tacos? Aren't they the best?
Yeah, they were really good.
So where do you usually go out to eat around here?
To be honest, I don't really go out.
Why not?
I'm not that social, especially around girls. You're actually the first girl I have had food with. Somehow, I feel a lot more comfortable around you.
Well, I'm glad I can make you feel so comfortable. I've had a good time on this date.
Date?
Yeah, this is a date, right? Hey, do you want to go back to my place?
You want me to come back to your place?
Yeah, let's go.
Wait, hold on. So, this isn't just a game? Everything that happened actually happened.
A game? You thought this was a game?
Well,
yeah, if that's so, you're done playing. Game over.
Very interesting. On another note, our next film deals with a controversial current issue in the media.
To hunt down and to find those folks who committed this act. Terrorism against our nation will not stand.
Rather than push them away through suspicion and hate, it's our responsibility to reject proposals that Muslim Americans should somehow be treated differently. Muslim Americans are our friends and our neighbors, our co-workers, our sports heroes.
Now remember, that was before Mr. Trump's statement tonight. A noble sentiment, but there really isn't any evidence that Muslims are being mistreated in the USA.
Matters closer to home, a shocking triple murder in the college town of Chapel Hill, North Carolina, is being called a hate crime by the victim's family. All three victims were Muslim, but authorities don't believe that was the reason they were gunned down.
Not the exception.
President Obama keeps insisting that ISIS is not Islamic.
Well, maybe they don't.
In the end, it wasn't even close.
The yeas are 289, and the nays are 137. The bill is passed.
The bill says no Syrian or Iraqi refugee can come into the United States until high-level U.S. officials certify that he or she is not a threat. 47 Democrats joined Republicans in voting yes, more than enough to override a presidential veto.
It has too much in common with ISIS.
Hello?
Hey, Ariel.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, I'm just drawing right now. What are you up to?
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So, a bunch of us are going to join us to enjoy them.
Yeah, that sounds really fun. Who's coming?
Definitely Josh.
Thanks for tuning into this quarter's Up and Coming Wired. Please don't forget to vote on your favorite films at the link below. Next quarter, we won't have a broadcast. That's because we have Up and Coming Live. Join us at the Communication Building on May 13th when we showcase the finest submissions from this school year. There will be food trucks, judge panels, workshops, and more. See you there.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.